From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Many of us know the rule that no more than one-third of our income should go to pay for housing. But what about the other things, transportation and food and clothing and vacations? There are budget guidelines, and here with them, Michelle Singletary, our regular personal finance contributor. Michelle, the other major expense categories, what are they, and how much should people be spending in each area? Is there really a rule?
Well, there's not a hard and fast rule, but the major items are housing, food, transportation, and unfortunately, debt. Savings should be at the top. Really, it's not because so many people are in debt. Now, you already said about a third of your income, but around 27% for housing, 21% for food, about 8% for transportation, although people go way over that. And then, you know, personal debt, you ought to keep it really at about 5%, but most people are 14% or more. The key about these percentages is that they'll be different for everybody and also different depending on where you live.
Where do you get these numbers from?
Money Management International, which is a credit counseling organization, and I asked them about some budget percentages. Now, granted, they deal with folks who are already in financial trouble, so their percentages might be a little low, but there's no one organization that has the steadfast absolute rules of these percentages. So you should use these as a guideline. And there are ranges, like, for example, housing, anywhere from 20 to 35% would be a good range. For transportation, anywhere from 6 to 20% would be acceptable. And obviously, if you live in an area like LA or metro area where you might need a car or cars, it would, you know, skew to the higher percentage range.
How about items like dry cleaning costs or subscriptions to magazines that might help you in your work, or books or a computer that you might need in your work? Are those counted as necessities or luxuries?
Those type of things are definitely not necessities. I mean, you can, you know, go to the library and get books, magazines, the same thing. Dry cleaning, buy goods that don't have to be dry cleaned. As the parent of three children, listen, I look at the labels now, and because those rugrats be putting their little sticky hands on me all the time, and I'd have to dry clean things all the time. So I went to washable wear. If your budget is really tight, and you know you're spending in that higher range for housing, 40%. If your transportation is at that higher range of 20%, if your utilities are at that higher range of 7%, that means you got to cut somewhere. You got to have lights on. A lot of us have to drive. We got to have shelter. So that means you got to cut in those other areas that are not a necessity.
And these guidelines that you're talking about, I'll note that we have a link to Michelle's guidelines at our website, npr.org. These guidelines, these are just things to kind of help you, no matter what your circumstance, understand what you should be paying or could be paying to kind of achieve financial health.
That's exactly right. This is just a barometer, but you got to have a starting point. People budget first by looking at how they spend and then trying to fit it into their income. That's the wrong way. You got to have a guideline, a percentage guideline, and then fit your spending into that guideline and then readjust it depending on where you are in life. If you're retired, if you're single, if you have children, if you live in a high cost area, all those things are factored in so that you can have a barometer, but you got to have that plan.
You know, Michelle, I'm going to stop talking to you and have my wife call you up sometime. Michelle Singletary, our regular guest for conversations about personal finance. Her latest book is Your Money and Your Man, How You and Prince Charming Can Spend Well and Live Rich. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.